Distinguished colleagues, excellencies, please take your seat, please. I declare open the second part of our organizational session. Estimados colegas,
distinguished colleagues, I've engaged in consultations with delegations yesterday, and as I think many of you are already aware, there are some procedural aspects which have given rise to some differences of opinion or view. Nonetheless, we need to maintain the prevailing spirit of optimism, which has been the hallmark of this process from the outset, because if we're not optimistic, and certainly if I was not optimistic, I'm not a glass half full person, I wouldn't have accepted the challenge of chairing your work. Having spent several years working in the Conference on Disarmament, then you learn to be optimistic. It's a survival technique. Despite these different views, these different perspectives when it comes to procedural issues and moving forward, I would like to highlight some of the positive elements in our discussions thus far, beginning with the fact that all the delegations that I've met with have confirmed to me, without a single exception, that they are deeply committed to constructive participation and work as part of this process. So I'd like to take this opportunity to remind us that we're just beginning our work. We're having our discussions on the organizational facets of our work and the sessions. I would like to point back to this commitment that was made in good faith by delegations, the determination by delegations that was voiced at the beginning of this process to work in good faith. I would like to call once again upon your flexibility. So I would like to appeal to your flexibility and to your commitment in order to ensure that we can make progress in adopting a mandate that will allow our work, to which we're all committed, to move forward. I hope that we can wrap things up today with clarity on the decisions that we have to take and that we will have taken by the end of the day, and all of us clear and on the same page as to what the future sessions of work under this process will be going forward.
Decisions on the organization of the OEWG that were deferred from Monday. Normally, we should start, as you know, from agenda item 3, adoption of the agenda. However, given the extended deadline, which is noon today, and ideally we should finish in 1 hour, not finish our whole discussion today, but at least have this decision taken to settle the issue of the calendar of the OEWG sessions this year, 2022. And in particular, on the dates of the first session, I would like to invite you to address this issue before deciding on other procedural and organizational issues. So before doing so, let's first clarify the basic rule guide of proceedings. The OEWG is a subsidiary body of the General Assembly. Accordingly, on all issues, as per the established practice, this group will use the rules of procedures, as emphasized on Monday, of the UN General Assembly, applied mutatis mutandis, in light of our mandate as contained in Resolution 76231. These rules of procedure are available in all languages as official document A520 Rev 19. Furthermore, Operative paragraph 6 of Resolution 76231 specifies that this OEWG, and I'm quoting, shall work on the basis of consensus. Last but not least, all decisions will be taken by the member states only. I hope the affirmation of this understanding should be sufficient to guide our work from a procedural point of view. I therefore propose that the open-ended working group affirm the applicability mutatis mutandis of the rules of procedure of the UN General Assembly to this body, and that all decisions by the group shall be taken by the basis consensus of the UN member states. Unless there is no objection to this or any delegation requesting the floor? Yes. I see the delegation from the Russian Federation, which is very far away, but I still see you. So you have the floor, sir.